here you are. You could play hide and seek. Come on, let's get out of here. Whoa!
Nowhere in Mulberry.
I don't know. Kelso said it would make us role models. I guess just assume that...
Yeah, everybody assumes that I'm a good athlete, or that I grew up poor, or that I love Sanford and Son.
But you do love Sanford and Son. We both do. That's what I'm talking about.
Like to know a little bit more about our drummer, whom we affectionately refer to as Animal.
Animal!
That's his name, actually. Animal, why don't you tell our audience, how long have you been playing the drums? One, two, three. Five years,
five.
Huh? Yes, okay. Well, I guess your drums mean a great deal to you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You like them more than food, I guess, huh?
They are food. Eat drums, eat cymbals.
How symbolic.
Bad pun.
Yeah. Listen, I imagine you have a lot of idols.
Yeah.
Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
Gene Krupa?
Yeah, Krupa.
Tony Checkers? He's our new drummer. He begins next week.
Super Gene Extraordinaire. Freakazoid, Freakazoid. Underground and underwear. Freakazoid, Freakazoid. Yes, he's Washington, D.C. Freakazoid, Freakazoid. Set up something.
Boom! Hey, everyone! Boom goes the dynamite! Episode 132 of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's Friday. Everything is the same as it always is.
Actually,
that's a lie. Everything is different.
It's a huge lie.
It is Nowhere in Mulberry. Welcome to the show. Film, television, pop culture. We are at a different venue, though. I have PCZ Steven to my left. I have Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian, to my virtual right.
Virtual right.
You're thinking the same thing always. But we are not in the usual feed that we usually are. We are on nowlive.com.
We get kicked Shmow out Shmow. Of the
home to the Evil Dick live show and the Adrienne Curry. Remember her? She's married to Bobby Brady. She has her. She's the queen of Now Live.
Did they get married?
Yeah. Yeah. They've been married
married for a while, haven't they? That?
Yeah. Adrienne Curry, she's really hot. She's kind of crazy, I guess, to be married to you.
I'm not a lesbian!
Yeah, she might.
Doesn't matter to me.
She might be a lesbian. She might not. I don't know.
How hot is that?
I think Foggy only has two drops of Adrienne Curry. But hey, we're here. We're on nowlive.com. Why, Bill? Why are we here?
We are here because the feed is down.
Yeah, the feed is down. How many shows have we done on the feed? We've never had a problem, ever.
Well, I guess tonight is that 0.1% of the 99.9% uptime that they guarantee. So there you go.
Just every once in a while. I have no idea how much bandwidth it's sucking, but hey, this Now Live thing, I got to tell you, you told me about this about 8 o'clock, roughly an hour ago, and you were trying to work it out, and I was watching Generation Kill, and I was like, what can we do? Say this isn't up, we don't have the feed going, we want to do the show live for the people who listen live. There's, you know, there's very loyal, like, 8 people that are always in the chat room. Maybe more listening, I don't know.
Maybe more live, but aren't in the chat room.
Yeah. I'm just being hopeful there. But anyway, it would be cool to have an audience to do the show. It gets depressing. Could you guys go back to not having an audience doing the show? It's kind of sad, isn't it?
I don't think I could do that.
So I was like, oh, Now Live. At one time, we explored that, and I started an account. You know, I had a name and a password and put on our logo, but that was about it. That was even before we left Talk Radio X. I was just playing with the idea. I want to see how easy it is to connect. I literally hit start a show button, and it says connect. Hit connect. It says give us permission to take over your mic or whatever. Hit that. Boom, we're live. Just like that.
Wow.
Super easy. Did it in no time flat. And we have our own little chat room here, and I can see Brock on his webcam.
Yeah, I'm listening. That's crazy.
And he's flipping us off. Hey!
Nice. Thanks a lot.
And he's got his headset on. Are you playing some Halo there, Brock?
Yes, he is, son of a bitch. He's trying to talk to us.
He's going to rip us a new what? What did you just rip us a new
something. This isn't charades.
Yeah, this is audio. Hey, the cool thing about this is there's like no delay.
Yeah, there isn't. That's crazy.
Wow, I mean, Evil Dick, man. I can't wait to listen to his show.
He's in the chat room. Why didn't he just type what he wants to say?
Yeah, you're in a chat room, Brock. So, Bill, you say on that page, it'll confuse me if I keep looking at what Brock's trying to mimic to us, or charades, or what do you call that?
Pantomime.
Pantomime, yeah, there you go.
Pantomime.
So, anyway, we're here and we are live. I hope anyone who shows up in our NIM Live chat room, tell them.
We might even get new listeners.
How confusing is that? We're not at NIM Live, we're at Now Live tonight.
NIM Live.
No, NIM Chat. We're not at NIM Chat. We're at... See, even I'm confused.
Now Live.
We are at Now Live, and there's a link in our NIM Chat chat room. Okay, yeah, I think I've straightened everything out. I don't know. How are you guys doing? So what, do they give like a support number, Bill, and nobody answers?
Well, yeah, because it's 10:30 at night where I am, so of course... Nobody's going to answer at 10:30 at night.
Hey, it's good to know that we have a backup if it ever happens.
It's nice to know that now.
Yeah, like if our feed's not working, click here. We're most likely here or something like that.
I have to put something in the room for people to keep logging in and then logging out and saying, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, some people don't even wait to see if anyone tells them where to go. They just log out real
just
fast.
Just do that copy and paste.
Yeah, over and over again. So, hey, guys, everything's cool. And I want to thank Brock and Udinasha for donating to the NIM Fund this week. Brock, thank you very much. And I got to have an announcement about the download page. Anyone who downloads or anyone who donates, you get access to the download page. That download page will launch by Tuesday. When this episode comes out on the feed, I will be sending out emails to all those people to get a load of our new download page, and you'll have lots of kick-ass ringtones. How cool is that, Bill?
You've been making them like mad, haven't you?
I've been, here and there. Like, I made this one for Bill especially.
Crunk up! Crunk up!
Yeah, and I'm going to use that, too.
And it's not over, you know, it's got to be like a ring, you know? Can you imagine that going off? Like, what the
hell? I want that. Actually, I do want that one.
You would, too.
I would.
That's quite possibly the most annoying sound ever.
It is! It really is. But I also made this. Do you guys remember the Lex episode of Smallville 33.1?
Wasn't this one by request?
Yes. The badass Lex ringtone. Oh, yeah, yeah, I've got my phone cold chilling ringing, bitch. Let me pick it up. I don't know who I'm... Now, this is a badass...
That's right, man. I keep mutants in a prison night. Wait, power.
Yeah, and I also got the Miss Rap Supreme ringtone. That, come on, that's a great one.
I had no idea that was from Miss Rap Supreme. I thought that was from some cartoon.
It sounds like a cartoon, like with little ants scurrying around.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And
it sounds like it would be from Freakazoid.
Yeah, it does. But of course, it ends with. Does it ever end? No, it doesn't. Oh, I played the wrong one. Shit. I had one with and without. Let me just skip ahead here.
Step
off. There we go. With a nice step off. I have one with a step off and without a step off. And here's what I want. This week,
I prefer the step off.
Everyone email me, nimpodcast@gmail.com. Request a ringtone. Anything you want. You want the Sanford and Sud theme?
Happy
ringtone?
Birthday, Simon Pegg.
Yeah, anything like that. I'll do that. If every day's your birthday or...
It just makes me feel good to hear it. Is all.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel. If you want this,
how hot is that?
It's foggy. Come on. Do we have anything other than Adrian Curry things? I guess not.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh yeah,
now
Matthew,
that would be a good ringtone.
Matthew McConaughey ringtone. Now, guys, we've got voicemail this week.
Woo-hoo.
The first one is from Rick. Remember what happened to Rick?
Rick from Fort Worth.
His wife was going to give birth.
Yes.
Let's find out what happened to him if he ever got to see Batman, The Dark Knight.
Hey, citizens of Mulberry, it's from Fort Worth with a final baby update. The kid was born on the 19th of July. The wife was in labor for about 36 hours. It was just absolutely...
Sheesh.
Grueling and intense, and I don't wish it on anybody to go through that. No, we did not see Batman, obviously. Would have been fun, though, to have her leave the hospital with her IV attached and just to go see the movie. But all is well. The baby's fine. Mom is fine. It's a boy. It's
Yay.
A boy. So whichever one of you guys said may it be a masculine child, I think that pretty much went through. So.
I believe Bill said
that sounds like a Bill
Oliver.
But I believe I predicted it would be a boy.
It's got outdoor plumbing. Mulberry.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. By the way, we did eventually get to see Dark Knight on separate occasions. And both the wife and I loved it. That's
you took an infant to
so
the Dark Knight?
Keep, recording them. I'll keep listening. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, congratulations, Rick.
You have to start them young on the Dark
Knight. Oh, how cool is that? You're born that week, and you're like, guess what, kid? You're going to see The Dark Knight.
You're born opening week of Batman.
I think, like,
Dark Knight.
My wife Heather and I, we were pretty much cooped up with the baby, and her mom was like, you guys need to get out. You've been cooped up for like a month. Go out and see a movie. And it was literally nothing was out in the theater except for Starsky and Hutch with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. So we were, like, watching the movie, and I was like... you know, I really would have stayed home. You know, this really wasn't therapeutic at all. You
could have rented a movie, stayed home, and just been with each other.
Talk about an unfunny comedy. It's just like there, you know?
Unfunny comedy.
It's like, wow. Hey, Mark from Australia, call back. Let's see if he's got our Jacko information.
Jacko update.
Hello. Nowhere in bloody Mulberry, pop culture capital of the world. Hey, it's Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
All the Aussie celebs you wanted to pick, Mark Jacko Jackson. I mean, come on, we've got some really good celebs out there. Well, I asked around the office, a few guys at work gave me some odd
Paul Hogan.
What do you want to know about Jacko Jackson when you could know about Abby Cornish or a beautiful young woman like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Abby Cornish.
There's a lot of hot women.
He originally played Aussie rules football in the early 80s, and he was a bit of a loudmouth, so I guess it got him noticed. And then he moved on to the Energizer commercials. He also sang a hit. I think it was a number one hit in the early 80s called I'm an Individual. I think you can go and find that on YouTube somewhere if you wish to do so.
We got to dig that up.
You know that he did Highwayman with Sam Flash Gordon Jones, which I'm a big fan, by the way.
Guy's a genius.
I guess more of his recent stuff that he had a bit of a boxing career, but this was early 40s, I guess he was, when he did this. I think his wife stepped in and put a stop to it because he got bashed around the head a bit much, I'm thinking.
No woman tells Jocko.
You know of Mark Chopper Reed. That's the guy that Eric Banner played. And, of course, the movie Chopper. Him and Chopper Reed
went around
the country and did a bit of a show together. I'm guessing the show was a bit of stand-up-ish.
Jocko is
story-style show. I'm not sure why that ended or how that ended,
Banner
but
is
hopefully
Chopper.
It ended well for both of their sakes because they're both big fellas. So I've seen him on like the occasional celebrity this and that. Maybe he did one of those celebrity fit clubs where he was one of those contestants that had to lose a bit of weight.
Oh, Jacko let himself go?
Sure,
no!
I hope that suffices.
That's terrible.
And
I
want to
see him on Celebrity
right
Big Brother.
Now, and your listeners have turned off, but hey, there's Mark... Jacko Jackson for you. Hey, wait, is Andy there? Is Andy there with you guys? Hey, Andy, where's my Hollywood saloon? love to hear a Dark Knight review of Andy and John, if that's possible.
Yes,
so
we would
too. If you guys can get in contact with them, that'd be great, and just let them know.
I'm sure he's
actually,
listening.
Actually, it was Hollywood Saloon that put me on to you guys, so I thank them for that. I guess
we
I'd like to know your thoughts on a
Do
bit
Australians
more of Dark Knight stuff,
when
if you
Jacko
could.
Says,
I liked it pretty much. I had issues towards the end and some of Harvey Dent's flip-flop and, you know, going after Gordon and his family. But anyway, there you go.
I have nothing negative to say about
it. You may think I'm a bit crazy, but I did like Katie Holmes in the role. I think she did it a bit better than Maggie Gyllenhaal. And I think for the people that were the haters,
at least she was more attractive
to
look at.
Katie Holmes blow up. But hey, maybe that's a spoiler. Maybe you guys should listen to this first. Hang on. Anyway, have a question for you guys. Dark Knight or Batman Begins?
Oh.
Which one? What would you rather watch? What would you rather be on a desert island
with?
One
couldn't exist without the other.
Dark Knight or Batman Begins? Me personally, I'd rather be on a desert island with Elle McPherson, but that's just me. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Hey, that's Batman and Robin.
Nim, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah,
he's
alive and well. That's all I needed to know. I'm so glad, Steven. I really wanted to know if Jacko was okay. I was really worried
about
Jacko.
Actually, I just wanted to know, see if he was still kind of working or doing something.
Yeah,
you know?
Jacko is Jello.
I
would
still
kill
think the best
that.
Role Katie Holmes ever had was Disturbing Behavior.
She's got that nose ring.
And just because she's nipping out through the whole thing and she gets her boobs squeaked.
She was nipping out through all of Batman Begins, too.
That's true.
You know what?
It's so depressing that Tom Cruise grabbed that and now
she was on Dawson's Creek. The reason I watched Dawson's Creek is I thought she was adorable. I watched
Dawson's
Creek every week. I love Joey Potter. All right,
he had a thing for Joey.
I love little Joey Potter, and then Scientology got a hold of her and ruined her. Damn you!
I think it was the third season where Brittany Daniels showed up on it. She had that short, choppy blonde hair, and Dawson was obsessed with her. Oh, my God.
She was always sweaty and everything.
I know. And damn, Tom Cruise got a hold of my Katie Holmes. You bastard! Listen to that evil laugh. No! I guess there's Michelle Williams.
Oof.
Crickets.
Yeah, not going to work.
I'll never forget the episode where Dawson walked in on her having a threesome.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, hey, this isn't you, you're drunk. And he, like, grabs her. Man, that's genius. Okay, we're not going to talk about Dawson's Creek. We got another voicemail.
We could.
Yes, hey, we'll do a special Dawson's Creek show.
But first we had Mark from Australia. Now we have Michael from jolly old England. Are you from London? I need a drop of Paul Rudd singing that.
Are you from London, Dad?
Are you from London? Well, let's check it out.
Hi there, Marlboro chaps. This is Mike from Birmingham, England here. Just dropping you a line for the first time. I've been listening to you since about episode 90 or thereabouts. Wow. And I just want to give my support and say thank you for helping me through the spirit-crushing boredom that is my job. I just want to talk a little bit about something you mentioned a few episodes back, namely the differences between English, that's UK English, and American English swearing and bad language. And the fact that there's some words that are used here that aren't so popular over in America. The ones that spring to mind are bollocks, our pronunciation of arse, wanker is another one, knobhead, which is our equivalent of dickhead.
Yeah,
the
like
thing
that.
About
no,
these
no,
words
head.
Is that is nice. Great for us mainland England type people is that they get used in a lot of American TV shows where obviously the severity of these words I think is misunderstood sometimes. For example, I've seen English characters in episodes of Star Trek call people wankers and use the word bollocks, and this is pretty, you know, strong stuff for us, so there's a real novelty value there for us. Also, I just want to go back to what you guys were talking about in relation to letting films come to you and spoilers and talkbacks, message boards, Any Cool News, all that kind of stuff. I pretty much agree with you. I don't really do the Any Cool News thing anymore, and talkbacks just make me really, really angry. But with that in mind, what was with the Batman spoiler bollocks? Thank you for ruining that for me, you wankers. In the UK then, but I'm going to let that go. The belated spoiler alarm. But anyway, I'm going to stop rambling now.
I guess
I can't let the film come to me now, unfortunately. Just going to blatantly plug my own film podcast, which I guess you probably knew was going to be coming. It's Chinstroker versus Punter. That's Chinstroker VSPUNTER. .podomatic.com. It's a film podcast. It's one film per episode. And in the spirit of Nowhere in Mulberry, last week's episode was a film with the Grim Reaper and that guy from the boat film with the young ginger chick from the
Demon
Australian
Knight.
BMX movie. So
the boat movie, Dead Calm.
Dead Calm.
And
nice.
Yeah, Billy Zane and Demon Knight.
I saw when he said the boat movie, I was like, Jürgen Prochnow? The Das Boot?
The boat movie. Well, you know what? Just the boat movie could be Titanic. Because he was in Titanic, too.
Oh, nice. You know, he said Chin Stroker versus
yes.
Punter.
Punter.
Dot Podomatic.com. I'm going to listen to your show, dude. Thanks a lot for mate. No, that's Australia. What, chap? What do
chap,
you say?
Chaps. You know? He called us chaps.
He's from Birmingham. He's from the home of Simon Le Bon, isn't he? Awesome.
Wow, that's some...
Hey, I had a that's sister, some... okay? That's my defense.
You got two sisters that were probably drooling over.
I love Duran Duran, and we need Nick Rhodes on the show.
I think he's right with the... With the
very attractive woman.
With the British... We're not knowing the strength of the swear words. That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
I guess wanker, that's a bad word, but we say it here kind of funny, like wanker. They said wanker or whatever.
Yeah. I would like to know what if the severity of see you next Tuesday is as bad as it is there as it is here.
Wanker.
I don't think so. I think they say it with more liberty than we do. Yeah. Like if you say it here, that's like some dude's going to punch you in the face for calling his wife that or whatever. But
yeah.
On a comedy and you watch Fawlty Towers, I'm sure John Cleese says it every time.
Yeah, I'm sure they said it on Red Dwarf quite a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's where we get our British vernacular from is...
What was that? Did you guys hear that?
Hey, Andy, where's my Hollywood saloon?
Oh, okay.
Andy,
is
where's...
Andy there?
All right, we got another voicemail. Let's check it out, and then we'll move on to entertainment.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
I just swapped out of the X-Files movie, and it is... horrible. Here's a spoiler. It sucks. It has nothing to do at all with the television show. In fact, all it really made me want to do was watch Reboot, because that had a better Dana Scully performance than this movie did.
Wow, what a reference there.
So heads up, guys.
Dana Noli. Data Noli? What was it? Well, thanks a lot for that review. I saw X-Files in the theater last weekend, and I guess I prepared myself for it would have nothing to do with the show mythology. It would have the characters in a case that was self-contained. What was funny is they shot themselves in the foot by, we want everybody to be able to go see this. But no one, you gotta
no
be
one went to see it.
You gotta be loyal to your listeners, to your, I mean your listeners, to your viewers who love the X-Files and give them what they want. You don't give it to people who don't even like the X-Files. Like, Bill, did you watch the X-Files? You're not gonna go see this.
No, like, I watched it, you know, sporadically.
Like,
yeah, I can't.
I really enjoy, hello? Is somebody there?
Hello, I'm from London. Are you from London?
Hey, who's this?
I've been sitting on the phone for like, you know, 3 minutes, chilling.
Is Andy there?
Andy, is that you?
Is Andy? You know, Andy, I just wanted to say, there? I think that I'm playing Halo with Brock right now. We're 2 points behind on Valhalla. But no, I was just going to say one of my favorite words that he didn't mention was Tossa.
Tossa.
I think that's my favorite British cuss word.
Hey, wait, is Andy there?
Yeah, he's here.
Wanker.
Hey, Mark has a question for you there, Andy.
Hey, Andy, where's my Hollywood saloon?
I'm sorry.
It's getting away.
Andy, I'm sorry we didn't get to play your son's podcast because of our feed being down.
Oh, that's just fine. It's that's why there's no Batman this week. So,
really,
I'm sure all our listeners will love that. I spent my time working on a podcast for three people.
No, we'll get put that sucker on a feed and advertise it in Podcast Alley or something. You'll get people.
No. It's, you know what? It's his first step. He wants to do a podcast, so he's going to do it. And
so you're not going to give it its own feed that people can subscribe?
Not right now. We'll see where it goes, because it's limited because it, you know, we directly talk about the people who are in the game and that kind of thing. So,
okay,
so that's all right. But yes, we have recorded a Dark Knight show. It's over 2 hours long. It's almost as long, maybe as long as the film itself.
Nice.
Plenty to talk about. I'm going to try to get it out by early this week. Early next week, or you know, whenever 2008, no, sometime.
Andy, just say it'll be out next month, and that way we won't look forward to it in the next week.
It'll be out in August.
Yes. Oh wait, it is August.
It is August.
Say it'll be out in September. That way we'll be surprised.
It'll be out soon. I'm absolutely.
It will be out when it comes out.
Hey, wait, is Andy there?
Yeah, he's right here.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
I'm on all the shows.
So Andy,
we're never going to get, you know, tired of that one.
So, Andy, what do you think of Now Live?
Sounds good so far. You know what I really liked about it, guys? Honestly, being able to see Brock's cam on there was pretty
cool.
That
is cool.
I mean, if that's a feature that they have that you can't get on the regular feed, I mean, that's almost worth it.
That is pretty cool. You know what? It'd be cool to have – I wouldn't mind a webcam on us, but –
I would buy a camera just for that, and for that only.
That is sweet, yeah. It would be cool.
It would be fun.
It's kind of distracting, but still at the same time. It's nice to have Brock flipping us off in the camera.
It wouldn't be cool anymore for the first 5 minutes, so who knows.
Oh, that was creepy. He just blew us a kiss. Good Lord, man.
But see, I'm actually playing Halo, listening to your show, and talking to you at the same time.
Technology, so, man, it's unbelievable.
I've got major skills.
He is talented.
Is Andy there?
Yes, he's here.
Yeah, he's busy playing Halo, not doing the Batman show.
Exactly.
All right, Andy.
So are you going to still be playing when the show's over?
What do you think? Absolutely.
All right, we're going to do some Halo tonight.
When are you guys going to get sick of Halo is what I want to know.
Well, what I Brock needs to get himself some Battlefield Bad Company.
Oh, man, Bill and
we were playing that the other day for like 4 hours having a blast.
Dude, I found this little pocket, you know, this little area. I've got my M60, and you just see the enemy sneaking up. And I was just going, just mowing them down. It was like the opening scene in Saving Private Ryan. And I had the highest score I've ever had on one of these games. Bill, when we played the demo of Battlefield Bad Company, I really sucked. I would have like 2 kills. I had like 12 kills, and I was like, oh my God, this is so
that
awesome.
One game, I was so good during it, I got over 500 points. That was ridiculous.
Bill was like Brad Pitt that, what was that movie, Anthony Hopkins?
It's absolutely a stellar game, absolutely.
What the hell is that movie called?
I was on fire, man.
Somebody
I was knife people left and right. I'd sneak up
with
behind
Aiden
them
Quinn.
And them and take their dog tags.
What is the name of the movie, please? Somebody.
Meet Joe Black.
What movie?
No, not Meet Joe Black. The movie with Aiden Quinn's his brother.
Aiden Quinn.
Oh.
Anthony Hopkins is his dad.
Anthony Hopkins.
Legends of the Fall.
Okay. Bill was like Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall. Remember when everybody would be asleep? Brad Pitt would have fun scalping the Nazis or whatever, and then it's coming back in the morning. Bill was like knifing guys.
Dog tags.
Yeah,
that, I don't think I'll ever get that high of points in a single game of that again.
Oh, you will. It was awesome. We got to keep doing it. It's such a rush, man. It's a lot of fun, especially...
And what's so great about it is you get a squad of guys together, a squad of friends. You all take your certain specialty, and then you can coordinate to take their bases. We could be unstoppable.
I know. It's awesome. Like, I was support, so I can repair vehicles and also throw med packs out. And
Brock could be a specialist, so he never really has to kill anyone.
Yeah, Brock.
He could just tag the vehicles.
Brock, all you got to do, you're...
It's a great...
Brock could be our medic.
It's a great game, but come on, man. When you and I get the hog and we're driving around... Bill.
True. There's some videos that Andy and I have recorded. Andy got in a hog on this one map. What map is that in Halo 3?
With the satellite dishes.
Yeah, with the satellite dishes. Andy drives and I stick on the warthog gun, and we went around and around and around, and I think I picked up like 30 kills. It was ridiculous.
It was at least a frenzy. We know that. At least a frenzy.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I like Halo. It's just that right now, Bad Company is what I'm into. You know what I mean? And I think it's the sound. When you're in the middle of the shit in that game, the sound is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's so funny. When we're playing that game, it's like we're in a war, and we start talking like we're in some old Vietnam movie. Like, we're in the shit.
We're so in the shit.
And Bill, was I like going insane playing that game, though?
Oh, yeah. Like, you get the mortar thing, and I'm like, I'm bringing down the thunder.
Yeah.
It's so
pray
ridiculous.
For some rain! Mortars are hitting guys. Yeah! Hitting tanks and stuff. It's so awesome. But we've got to move on and keep doing the show. So, Andy, have a good one, all right?
Take care. Dark Knight coming soon to a Hollywood saloon near you.
All
right. Peace 360.
Yeah.
Is Andy there with you guys?
No, not anymore.
No, he's
hung up.
Oh, you know, I was talking to Andy today. He said he watched Doomsday, that Neil Marshall movie that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, even he said it's so unbelievably stupid, but it's just a gore fest.
Nice. I'm
so
checking it out.
I can't recommend it enough for people that just want to laugh their asses off while
I tried to time it right on Tuesday when it came out on my Netflix, and I got 30 Days of Night. I was like, no! I wanted Doomsday!
Well, you can't pass up the Hartnett.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Hartnett. All right, guys, let's check out entertainment. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Hey, Andy, where's my Hollywood saloon?
All right.
It's so sincere, too. I love that.
Good times. Okay.
Wanker.
Oh, why is my phone ringing during the show? What the hell's going on? All right,
forgot to put the phone on silent there.
Yeah, Good times.
But
okay.
Maybe it's your wife wondering why she can't listen to us on the feed.
Oh, if she's in the chat room, somebody flash the new link, okay? Okay, here's what we got going. The new Mummy movie came out today. And it's called Mummy and the Curse of the... What is it called?
The Golden Scroll.
Mummy and the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Dragon Emperor.
What the... What kind of mouthful... I mean, what?
Well, it's no different in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
You're right. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? I mean, for Christ's sake. Oh!
Does anybody else find Brandon Fraser slightly disturbing looking?
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, it's like, and in the commercial, when he brings up the two guns and goes, "Here we go again," I get
He'll always be
chills.
Linkovich Chmielski to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
every time
on.
I see him, I go, "Wheeze the juice."
I love the first Mummy. I think it's a lot of fun. And this one, the reviews apparently are really bad. So it really is the cliche, check your brain at the door, just watch a stupid movie with lots of bad CGI.
It'll make money just because it's another Mummy movie.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I read, you know, because movie reviews are always trying to be clever on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, yes, from all the papers. And one guy said the winner here is Rachel Weisz, who decided to skip the movie. And I thought that was clever. Good times.
Well, didn't she skip it to do that Brothers Bloom, the movie
Wanker,
from the guy that did The Lookout?
Yeah. And it
so
looks
I'd
like
say
a
that
movie.
Was a pretty good choice.
Yeah, everyone go look up Brothers Bloom and watch the teaser trailer, whatever it is. It looks pretty interesting, so I'll check that out. And we're eagerly awaiting the new Ben Stiller movie, Tropic Thunder. Can't wait till that comes out. That's a movie I'm really excited about right now.
Yes, because they get dropped in the shit.
Yeah, the shit. And we also have the new Star Wars Clone Wars movie coming out. Anybody excited about that? I know I'm not really at all.
Brock is, maybe.
Yeah, Brock's pretty excited, I think. But here's the thing. I watched a commercial where it showed a creature burp. He went, "Bruh."
Oh, did it fart?
Yeah, he probably did. What's with George Lucas and fart?
Brought
and burp
to you
goes?
By George Lucas.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And I'm sorry. You remember when it was kick-ass to see a lightsaber battle? I'm like... Ooh.
Yeah, even now, with now they put Darth Vader and Yoda in the Soul Calibur game that just came out. It's...
Mi tasa chopasa.
Are you an angel?
I mean, seriously, I don't care about lightsaber shit anymore. It's seen too much. You know what it is? We're desensitized from the cool Star Wars imagery now. I just don't care.
Are you an angel?
No.
I mean, in the old ones, they didn't try to go as elaborate. They went like old swashbuckling sword play. When they came to the newer ones, man, they're doing flips and
when I see Count
Dooku
is alive in this and all that, it's like, okay, I know how he dies. How is this interesting? But I bet you this film will be entertaining. I'm just saying that I'm a jaded Star Wars fan now.
I want it to be more like... very jaded. I love my Star Wars. I love my Star Wars books. But I am very jaded after the prequels.
But don't you want this the sword fights, the late saber fights to be more like...
Well, quite frankly, the sword fights in the original trilogy weren't exactly
laser
you know.
Swords.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they were more realistic.
In the Star Wars, when Obi-Wan confronts Darth Vader in the hallway,
he does that kick-ass spin,
like
Bill. What are you talking about?
But wasn't that the real swordplay more? You know, I want to say call it real. It's just real swordplay.
The
than...
Phantom Menace. That is the kick-ass.
Yeah,
saber
real boring.
Duel. Well, the Darth Maul is awesome. In the second movie, the Yoda with the lightsaber
the flipping
a little
around.
Ridiculous.
That was crazy.
And I can't get over seeing Christopher Lee's head pasted onto the stunt body. It's so obvious.
Oh, man, that is so
nice.
It got a little better for Revenge of the Sith,
but still,
Attack of the Clones one is bad.
Oh, and it's like he's all dainty, whipping his saber around, and it doesn't make any sense that I'm not going to get into this. Too geeky. But I'm going to say Obi-Wan, how he defeated Darth Maul, and then to get his ass kicked by old Christopher Lee in Attack of the Clones. But whatever. Anyway,
well,
yeah.
Well, he was so much more powerful.
Yeah, so you wouldn't understand. You know what? The whole, like, bad guy shoots rays at the good guy, and the good guy, he shoots them back and then absorbs the ball. How many times have we seen that in things? I think that's even in Willow, Bill, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
When Willow and the witch, that's the same scene as Yoda and the Emperor. It's like just stealing ideas from Willow. Why can't we get some Mad Mardigan in the Star Wars? You know what I'm saying?
Again.
I'm the greatest swordsman that ever lived.
Hello, Hamora.
Willow, you idiot. All right, let's check out what's on our TiVo.
Is Andy there?
No, he's not here. He's going to play Halo again for the 100,000th time. All right, well, what do we have on what's on our TiVo? We're rolling. We're coming up to a break, actually. But there's this show called Wendy Williams. And she's like this... She does this really bad talk show.
She's
like
a radio chick that now has her own talk show.
And she's totally clueless, right?
She did this before, too. She had a talk show before and got and lost it.
I guess. I mean... I don't know, but I've seen this clip where she's talking. You know, they do this little monologue at the beginning of the show, and they're talking about news or whatever. She's trying to talk about Shia LaBeouf getting arrested. Have you guys heard about that?
Right.
He was in a car accident.
Shia LaBeouf?
She does not know how to say his name, and she has no idea what movie he's making. He's making Transformers 2 right now, but let's check out this great story.
Did you guys hear over the weekend about Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf, yes. The DUIRS. Drunk driving. He hurt his hand very badly. He's recovering from intensive care. Allegedly, this is what the report is, that he was drinking. And this is going to delay him doing Terminator 2.
What the hell?
That's awesome. I'm ready to see him.
Maybe it would have been better with Shia instead of Edward Furlong.
Yeah, hell yeah. Or even Christian Bale, who likes to beat his mother and sister.
You call moi dipshit?
Yeah. You jock douchebag. Yeah, I love it. Hey, we're not going to start making fun of Terminator, right? It's awesome.
Yeah, especially the scenes with the stuntman that's 40 years old replaced Edward Furlong.
No, it's better is, you know, when when Arnold does the jump off the thing.
Yeah.
It's so obvious, the stunt guy. They're so confident. James Cameron is like, you know, his stuntman looks so much like Arnold. I'm not changing
it.
It
looks like Arnold. Let's slow it down.
He looks like Arnold, like,
let's
with
down
growth
with
hormones in his face,
you know,
or something.
I think it looks like Arnold with a Michael Myers mask on.
Arnold that had bee stings all over his face.
He's got elephantitis of the face or something.
It was Robert Zadar that was
Come on. I'm going to say that. I will take that. That was like, what, 89? Over Christopher Lee pasted on the stuntman lightsaber body.
Oh, but come on. When that Edward Furlong scene when he's on the dirt bike and he jumps out of the mall parking garage and the dude is like 6'4 on the bike and then it cuts back to Furlong and he's like 5'4. It was so obvious.
No, it's not. I don't know what you're talking about. Good times. Okay, have you guys ever watched that show with Billy Bush? It's called Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
He has a Billy Bush radio show, too. Well, apparently, there's some kind of YouTube video with some chick who's on the Disney Channel, and Miley and her friend, they decided to make fun of that video.
Yeah, I saw this.
A lot of fans were very upset that Miley was making fun of that other girl, so she had to issue an apology. This is very serious news that Billy Bush got to the bottom of. Let's check this out.
On the Billy Bush radio show?
Oh, definitely. Steven, this is serious shit, okay? This is serious. Miley needs to apologize. She's really upset the Disney crowd.
I'm pissed off, yeah.
Girl opposite me. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl.
What? Huh? Is that our advertising?
Yo. Elvis says imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So we were, like, imitating them.
But is Miley sorry for her YouTube spoof of fellow Disney stars Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato?
Look at the mutant kind! If we offended them, we're super sorry.
Technically, yes, it's a fact Miley did apologize in a YouTube.
If we offended them, I'm super sorry. However,
it does not appear she lost any sleep over the incident.
We did put, like, go to their YouTube, you know, so we were just, like, we were kind of supporting their channel.
Okay, I want to work on Access Hollywood in the editing room. What you do is you lay down some loud-ass techno track, then put Billy Bush over it where you can barely hear him and play the story. And it's a good
and
stuff.
And then make sure the audio on the story is almost unlistenable.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Unwatchable and unlistenable. What is she saying there, Bill?
Ninja Turtles, the mutant kind. She has a Ninja Turtle shirt on.
Well, hey, at least she's a fan, right?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what was stupid about... there was an earthquake in California. My prayers go out to all of our California listeners. I think we have one. Oh, no, Ron, he's out there, too.
The Ron dude.
I hope they're okay. I think they are. It wasn't a serious thing. But every TV show covered it, didn't they, Bill?
Yes.
Especially Judge Judy and this other judge lady. Just listen to how serious this is. They were filming an episode of Judge Judy right when the quake hit.
He got your credit card, your bank card somehow, and he got your PIN
She's
number
the boss
somehow.
Applesauce.
Crews abandoned their rocking cameras on the set of Judge Judy.
With that rocking music.
Bolted from the stage. Today, Judge Judy released this video.
The place shook, the lights shook, and everybody looked around and said, what are we supposed to do?
Judge Penny hid under her desk.
I stayed under there. Tears were falling. I'm not going to even act like I wasn't afraid. Last night was a hard night.
Judge
because
Penny?
I heard that they have aftershocks.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It's Cloverfield.
It was Groverfield.
Judge Penny.
I can't even keep track of all these judge shows.
I know. Judge... Wait, there's one dude. I don't know.
There's a couple guys.
Yeah. I miss Wapner. Definitely.
Definitely Wapner.
Definitely Wapner. Okay, before we take a break, this week on The View, Sherry got a butt lift.
Who?
You know the chick Sherry?
Oh, the chick that thinks the world is flat. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have time to think about if the world's round because she's busy feeding her child. She's
her ass is round.
Her oh, yeah,
now
let's
is.
Check this out. This is good stuff.
Sherry went and had a butt put on by one of the doctors that was here yesterday. Sherry, show them your butt.
You are so funny.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this, Sherry. Because I'm, like, really curious about it.
So, you paid, what, I don't know, Beverly Hills prices, or did you do something different?
No, I paid, like, $20 for this booty.
I'm sorry to our audience.
$20, like, $20 for this booty.
How does that work? They feel really good. Yeah, they're mushy.
Because we didn't go to the regular plastic.
Both cheeks are checking out just fine.
Yes. This is called booty popper.
One on each side, right?
They're called booty popper.
It's like this, and booty this is all what the it time. Is. What is that, Steven?
It was
it's
like
it's a butt, a derriere, an ass,
oh, it's
an arse. Why
cool.
is it a booty?
Oh.
The butt talk.
All you got, because I don't have enough to do the Brazilian butt plant, because I got to take care of my kid and buy gas. And
Oh, wait, it's just Sherry. It's not Cloverfield.
Godzilla emerging from her ass.
Is Andy there with you guys?
No, he's not.
I think he got swallowed up by her ass.
Hey, wait, is Andy there?
No, he'll call back, I'm sure. Oh, good times. Hey, that's our cue to take a break, for Christ's sakes. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. Go take a slash. Is that Australian, Steven?
No, that was... Yeah, that's Australian. New Zealand.
I'm
going to have a slash. I think that means to urinate.
Oh.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone.
Buying a home videotape recorder today can be very confusing.
Backwards, forwards, fast, slow motion, just tell me what you want.
Freeze frame.
Just tell me what you want.
That's your 14-day programming here.
I find something fast, ba-ba-bing.
But when the smoke clears, we think you'll find one that does just about what everybody else's does and does things nobody else's does. It's the Betamax. And naturally, it's from Sony. The one and only.
Telmac presents Alfonso Ribeiro.
Hi. You know, I wasn't born a dancer. I learned to do it with a lot of help. And with my help, you can learn, too. Moves like the moonwalk. Or the King Tut. It's all right here in the Breaking and Popping book. Almost 100 pages that simply and clearly take you through the moves. In a few minutes, you could be doing backspins that will flip out your friends, or eye-popping moves like the centipede. My step-by-step guide starts with the basics, but takes you all the way to tough moves like the windmill. It's all right here in my easy-to-follow book. And tell Mom and Dad it's the safe way to break and pop, not the things you shouldn't try. With my book comes a fold-out breaking board. Carry around to give you a huge 65 by 70 safe dancing area anywhere. Can you rap? Well, there's even a full rap sheet included. Plus, this instruction poster to hang on the wall with even more breaking and popping moves. Yep, you get my book. Fold up breaking board, rap sheet, and instruction poster. Plus, you get the right kind of music. Rap attack.
Hey, you, the rock steady cool.
If you like volume one, volume two is radical. My breaking and popping book, the rap sheet, instruction poster, a fold-off breaking board, plus the double album rap attack, all for under $20.
Alfonso's right, only $19.99. For COD and credit card orders, call 1-800-453-8500. Save the COD charges by sending $19.99 plus $3 shipping and handling to Breakin' and Poppin', 443 West 50th Street, New York. Alfonso's Breakin' offer is great for all ages. Have your mom or dad order now.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson, super.
Ollie, Ollie, action, please!
Hey, where's John?
What's all the excitement?
Wakanda! We can't find John. He was heading that way.
Oh, no. Check that old refrigerator.
Thanks, Wakanda.
Remember, never get in anything that could close up and trap you.
Like an old trunk or an abandoned refrigerator. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe. A message from Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
Stop on the red, cross on the green, never take a ride in a stranger's machine, and always make sure you're burning on turbo power.
Judas Priest. Turbo. Fuel for life.
It's 1986. Do you know where your children are? They're out burning on turbo power.
Judas Priest. Turbo. Fuel for life.
No, your TV set doesn't need fine-tuning. It's Chipmunk Punk, the smash album of the year. Simon, Theodore, and Alvin bring you their fantastic versions of today's top hits. Just listen. Over a million copies of this tremendous collection have already been sold. And now we're proud to bring you this unbelievable album through this very special TV offer. Here's more. Everyone's favorites. Simon, Theodore, and Alvin, the Chipmunks, performing today's top hits. This album is a must. Stereo record, only $8.98. 8-track or cassette, only $9.98. Don't wait. Order this fantastic album today.
Is he okay?
I want someone to take me to the hospital.
You sure about that? Hey, who is that?
Nice catch, Blanco Nino. But too bad your ass got sad.
G.I. Joe.
Body massage.
They're having me so fun.
Body massage.
They're gonna have me so fun.
Body massage.
I'm gonna have me some fun. Hey, Roadblock, what's up, buddy?
Body massage.
All right, we're back, and we took a break. I like the longer break because my wife called me, Bill, and I was like, I gotta go. I gotta pee. But so that extra minute helped.
Good.
All right. Last Comic Standing. We all know that it hasn't been up to snuff. All sarcasm aside, It's been pretty bad, right, Steven? But this week it was pretty funny. I chuckled all the way through it. Let's check it out.
When I'm in a car, I have to have the classic rock. I rock out in my car. That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that music so much. If that song comes on, I don't even care if I know the lyrics. I'm singing along anyways. You know what I mean? I just crank it up. Here we go, guys. Let's do it. See me like a lum, baby. Come and get along. Chewing on some watermelon bubble gum. I have no idea. Sipping on a lamp, Filipino pants, Pokemon, Donkey Kong, douche my hand, oh yeah.
Steven, why aren't you laughing?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Did you just say douche my hand just now?
Douche my hand, that's so funny, I'm glad you said it again.
No, dude, douche my ears after having to listen to that. Hey, I could be up there, Steven.
Yeah, you're as good as...
That was about as good. You know what I'm saying?
You should say it again, because then it would be funny.
Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf, yes.
She should be on there. Shia LaBeouf making that Terminator 2 movie.
Do you guys... Okay, there's been The Rock of Love. There's been I Love New York. And there's been Flava of Love.
Yeah.
So VH1, being the geniuses that they are. They took the contestants of the Of Love shows, all three. I hope there was only three. I hope there's no more than that. Put them in a new show called I Love Money. And in this show, they're competing for cash, I guess.
You know, I noticed, I saw it the other day, and one of the girls that was in Beauty and the Geek is on it.
Really?
This Megan girl, yeah.
Well, in this clip here, this guy, I mean, there's some tough-looking gangbanger dudes who I guess were I Love
New York. I know. Where the hell did they dig these guys up?
And they're, whatever this challenge was, this scrawny little white guy is getting overpowered by these scary-looking guys. And he gets pretty upset and takes it out on not those guys. He turns to the first chick he sees and yells at her about something. But the best part is he goes off on his own to cry about not wanting to be here. This isn't what he signed up for. And I love seeing the host try to comfort him. This is great. Let's check it out.
It was the majority of
you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you.
You told me they were getting rid of Destiny.
No, I didn't.
You
said that.
Did I vote for you last week? No. The only reason I did this was because you changed your mind.
Oh, my God.
That's what I told you not to do. Why you did.
Figure out what happened right now.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I know, man. I know. It's getting crazy. I know, but...
I don't want to be here
anymore. Wow, he sounds concerned.
Not what I came here for.
I understand, boss. I understand. Let's go. Let's relax.
I understand, cuz, bro. Shake it off. Rain face. Turn that frown upside down. Get back in there, buddy. That guy's a serious
man. Up. Come on.
Wimp, isn't
yeah,
he?
he's very comforting.
Dude, what? Oh, good times.
Booty popper.
Ugh.
You and your booty taunt.
Oh.
You gotta find at least one comment a week that says booty.
I don't want to be here anymore. This is not what I came here for.
What did she go there for? What? Please tell us. Help us understand.
He came there to mack on the ladies and win some cold, hard cash.
That was a dude?
Yeah.
It sounded like a lady.
A wanker.
Yes, he was a wanker. I mean,
wow,
for Christ.
I thought that was a chick.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay,
Steve, I honestly thought that was a chick.
Do you remember back when we used to watch 90210 religiously, Steven? We're talking like...
Yes.
When did that show debut? Was it 89, something like that?
Probably.
But I was in the minority, as far as I knew, but I kind of had a thing for Tori Spelling. I thought she was cute. You know?
She looks like a pug.
I think Vanessa used to say, she looks like a Muppet.
She does kind of look like a Muppet.
Hey,
Jason had the biggest hots for
I
Tori.
Used to love the Muppet
really?
Show. I wouldn't say it was like that, Steven.
You... We're all
it wasn't
about
actually
her.
Genuine. Oh, whatever. All about her.
I
had
you know what I fell in love with her whenever she did her
no,
stint
I mean,
on the Love Boat.
You were
Steve
into.
Bill, what are you talking about? She was like a little kid.
Oh, sorry. Wrong show.
Hey, wait, is Andy there?
No, he's not. So anyway, she's got.
I mean, if
show
you thought she looked bizarre on 90210, you should have saw her as a little kid.
Well, I was just saying that maybe I have a thing for Muppets, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah!
But, okay, she's now on the show called Tori and Dean Love In.
I don't want to be here anymore.
No, I'm sorry, we're going to play this.
Love In or In?
I-N-N, because they have a bed and breakfast, Stephen.
They had a bed and breakfast.
That was not all about Tori. I don't know what you're talking about.
I sold it and moved back to L.A., right?
When Jamie Walters was on the show beating her, yes, I was concerned, and I wrote the censors. But besides that, apparently Tori, much like many, I guess, rich bitches, you would call them, Jewish American princess.
Is she Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she believes in mysticism and stuff, guys.
Kabbalah?
I don't know if it's Kabbalah, but I guess that's
well,
Jewish
that's what Jewish mysticism is.
Well, here she has a mystic. Yeah, she has a mystic come and clear the Inn of Thetans, I guess, for lack of a
wow,
better
term. So she's crazy there.
For cooties, basically, is what we
Jewish
call it.
Jewish Thetans.
I don't know.
Jewish Thetans.
You know what? Remember what Scientology says. You can believe in any religion and be a Scientologist because your checks.
Not what...
Bill, it is too true.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is because once you're in, you can go in now as a practicing Hasidic Jew and be a Scientologist because your check will clear, right?
Well, true, yes.
And when is I'm
but
talking
that's
about,
a technicality. Once you reach OT3 and find out that all the Xenu stuff, then you have to drop it all.
Right.
It's like
that's
I've been
saying.
Living a lie.
You can start out that way though.
Yes, you can.
Booty pop.
And then they live to crush your soul.
No. So anyway, let's check it out.
What we do with the little horseshoe here? We take a little bit of the fairy dust and go bitsies on here.
Fairy
and
dust.
And this brings in good fortune.
When Kirpal pulled out the fairy dust, I was in hog heaven. Everyone knows how much I love fairies.
We're going to take a little
somebody
bit of
hit that idiot with the sitar.
On mommy and on all the children that they will have. And there will be many.
At this rate, yes, there will be.
So this doesn't need to be. Well, there's somebody up here.
What?
It's Ravi Shankar.
Let's put a lemon up in here.
She just believes everything. You know, the minute somebody
lemon.
Says it, oh my God, there's a bad spirit
the
in the closet.
In the
we can fix it. Here, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
well,
we stab the lemon
can
and suck it up
lemons?
There, and the lemon's supposed to suck the spirit out.
Because they're so sour?
What's
sour
the spirit
feet?
Made out of?
I don't know. I saw part of one of these episodes where, or it was a commercial, and they're talking about sending their child to a preschool, and it's like the child's not born yet. You know, they're like,
they're planning ahead.
She's freaking out because some lady told her that you have to plan years before your child is born to get in line to one of the top school.
Yeah, they do those things.
That sounds like an episode of Entourage where Ari's trying to get his kid into the school.
So sick, man.
Sipping on a lamp, Filipino pants, Pokemon, Donkey Kong, douche my hand, oh yeah.
And I guess her husband...
God.
And I guess her husband didn't go to one of these little preschools. He goes, well, I didn't go and I turned out just fine.
So, you know what? It's the fact that they have too much money.
Yeah, you know what? We need to start a school like that and take their cash.
Totally. We've been looking for something to do together. Let's do that.
Yeah, those damn fools.
We can do daddy daycare.
Yeah, and we can turn it into a movie.
Mulberry ISD.
I want Cuba Gooding to play me, though, in the movie.
You want a black man to play you?
Yeah.
All right, then I want... I want the old Chinese guy from the Gremlins to play me.
Bottom side.
Nice.
All right. Well, hey, Big Brother.
I knew I would. I want Peter Dinklage to play me.
Steven isn't picking yet. He knew I had to think about
Peter Dinklage.
Nice. Dinklage. Hell yes. Oh, my God. I would so watch this movie. Okay, we've got Cuba Gooding. We got the Chinese guy, James Wong, from Gremlins.
Is that his name, James Wong?
No, who is it? Was it Lo Pan, you said?
Yeah. He needs to be in the full pickup from the Gremlins, though.
No, okay, the Gremlins guy isn't the same guy from Big Trouble in Little China. Is the other
No,
guy.
It isn't. But I'd take that guy, too.
Not being used to my ability.
Exactly.
And he has to be in that garb.
Awesome. Green eyes! She has green eyes! All right, moving on. Big Brother.
I just make eyes!
Hey, wait, is Andy there?
Yes, I just make green eyes! Illegal! You no come in here! It's like, dude, he's in two different movies. Come on, let's straighten this shit out. Okay, so Big Brother, there was a fight, Bill.
Oh, no.
This is serious.
Is everyone okay?
And an earthquake.
I think so. Yeah, there were an earthquake, too. We'll get to that. That was very serious shit. But the old bastard, Jerry.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
Hey, dude, it's not your lawn. It's the Big Brother lot.
I was a Marine. I served my country.
So he calls Memphis. Steven, are you okay? Take a swig, Steven. What was that? That was a little scary.
Douche my hand, oh yeah.
Oh, douche your hands, what? That's wrong.
Okay, continue on.
I don't want to be here anymore. This is not what I came here for.
Me neither. Okay, so anyway, Jerry called Memphis a womanizer. Apparently he didn't like that. So anyway... Is this the biggest house of morons you've ever seen, Bill? Well, I know we say that every season.
It's pretty big.
But there is such a mob herd mentality going on here where no one has any balls. Everyone's afraid. Like, they spent the whole episode talking about how Jesse is a dick, and Jesse was even egging them on, doing shit to piss them off. He was saying goodbye to a Libra. Like, did you see? He just kissed me goodbye. He said, I'm going down. We need to get him out. But they're not going to do it because everyone just votes the same. Well, here, they're all in the HOH for some reason, and Jerry calls Memphis a womanizer. And he's like, what? You serious? And I love he says something like he's going to do to him. Jerry's got his hands behind his head, like, relaxing. And Memphis is telling him what he's going to do. You know, I'm gonna snap your neck.
Kick your ass, old man.
Yeah, and he goes, I love Jerry goes, I don't think so. I love that because it's true. He's not. It's all talk. Let's check it out. And the best part about this whole clip here, listen to the dramatic Big Brother music. It's very... I think Hans Zimmer did this, Bill. Let's check it out.
It was Vince DiCola.
And everybody in this room knows I've never come up to anybody and said I want them out except for Jerry. And you all
know that.
I know you know that. I made it clear that you wouldn't.
I'll tell you what.
But what I'm saying
is... You were disrespectful to me the other night.
It doesn't matter. You called me a womanizer, dude.
Well, that's what you are.
Excuse me? You really want to say that to my face? Are you out of your mind, old man? Yeah. Are you out of your mind? You grabbing some girls, you're married, and you call me a womanizer? You want to see me
For real? I'll get really real. Don't come to me like that. Do not come to me like that. You'll be the worst nightmare. I swear to God, man.
I don't think so.
You're going to come after me as a person and call me a womanizer when you don't even know me.
Okay, you guys,
it's a
game.
No, it's
sit down
a
and shut up.
Attacking me. Womanizer? Womanizer. Are you kidding me, man? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, he was joking.
You ever go after me as a person ever again like that? Watch it.
Go after me as a person.
Good for you.
Call me a womanizer again and see what happens.
I would have paid...
It's not a game anymore, Dougie!
Oh, my God. I would have paid Jerry to go, womanizer, right? Yeah. Off at the end. You ever call me a womanizer again, see what happens. Womanizer. What are you going to do? Huh? You going to hit me?
Hit me, go to jail, buddy.
Yeah, not only will you be out of the
business. He's trying to get his acting career off the ground, obviously.
He reminds me kind of a Jamie Walters type. I could see him easily beating up Tori Spelling in that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Just slapping her around, kicking her in the stomach.
Watching, I guess, the late night feed on Showtime the other night. Of that.
Oh, no. Yeah, and, I've done it too. I'm guilty.
They were sitting there. I guess one of the chicks asked Jerry about his false teeth. And what kind of denture cream? I don't use any. They just naturally stick in.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't use Pepsodent or anything?
No, he doesn't need
it. No, those suckers suction in there so he can eat cone.
So, anyway, whatever that was about, just a blow-up, I guess. And then they're Michelle, Jesse, Memphis, and Angie were the ones always hanging out together.
I tried to watch this, dude, and I fell asleep because it was so damn boring.
Did you see where the banner flew over? And they didn't see what it said, but they went ahead and lied about it and said it said, Libra is a liar. Love, Steven. I thought that was genius. But, okay, they're outside, and all of a sudden, everything starts rumbling. Let's see what happens.
But they put up on that group, they would put up definitely Jerry, and Jerry would be gone.
Yep.
Yeah, they would. They put up Jerry or Dan.
You feel that?
Earthquake. What do I do? What do I do?
Go in the middle. Go in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That's
so scary. The
plywood
studio's falling down.
Oh, my God.
Damn, the ground's moving.
Okay, I've never been to an earthquake in my entire life.
That's the earthquake.
Okay, listen here as April says, I've never been to an earthquake before. Like it's a place you go.
Outside.
It's an earthquake.
Just come outside.
Get outside. Oh, my God, the ground's moving.
Yeah,
that's
like the
so
whole
scary.
Wall.
I've been an earthquake in my entire life. I've never been in an earthquake either.
I'm from Rhode Island. We experience hurricanes and blizzards. I've never experienced an earthquake before. It was really scary.
Holy shit! A cherry again. Apparently she's rocking the studio. I guess we missed that part where she said that.
Jerry talking, or do you have that part where Jerry thought a truck ran into the studio?
Oh, God, that was great. He's like, I felt it when it hit. And they're like, what? And he's like, truck or something hit the wall, hit the Big Brother house. And they're like, dude, it's an earthquake. And I love how Memphis is like, God, he's an idiot. And I was like, respect your elders, young man. How dare you speak to Jerry like that? He was
a Marine.
Well,
as they become older, they become more childlike.
Like they thought a truck.
But April says, I've never been to an earthquake before, so go ahead and check that out online, because we don't have time to rewind it. The two Corys, not much to report there. Not any decent clips or anything.
No. The only thing was, when he invited him to go talk to the kids, the child actors, and Feldman wouldn't go, it's like, wouldn't that have been a perfect opportunity to go tell them not to do it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was like, I mean, he missed a great chance to go say...
I don't think he even gave it a thought, like,
no,
what it was about.
Feldman's an idiot.
He was just kind of like...
It was like, you missed an opportunity to go tell them what you thought about it, you know?
I know, that's what I was even thinking, that... Corey Haim would even say, well, no, it's not really about that. What I'm really going to do is kind of tell them about the dangers of it or the horrors.
Springtime flowers bloom.
Oh, Jesus.
Please, I thought we were done with that.
You thought we were done? No, Bill!
I love you.
All right, enough of that. Okay, now we're done.
I like that somebody in the chat, in the
oh my God.
Forums, said that he got hand soloed. I know you what? Do.
I'll explain to you later, Bill. No, but in this episode...
Oh, yeah, yeah, never mind.
Okay, have you guys noticed, once again, this is the second episode in a row where they've dropped the kind of goofy reality stuff and just did a straightforward story? Like, we got to see Corey Haim and his dad. His dad is apparently Jackie Mason, the aardvark. Hey, it's Corey Haim. Corey Haim's my son. Did you notice that, Bill? Or did you see
that? Yeah, I love that. The aardvark was my favorite.
Did he even look like his dad to you guys?
No.
It's like, this guy is not related to him.
I think he's adopted.
And what was with him calling him Corey Haim everything? Hey, I'm very proud of Corey Haim. What was that about? And I don't remember. What did Corey Feldman do in this? Oh, they did the Playboy shoot. Okay, yeah. How can I forget that? They go to the Playboy Mansion. They get to meet Hef.
I don't know how I feel about all my friends being able to see her.
Yeah. And you notice that everything's about him.
Yeah.
His wife is the one that's going to pose or whatever. It's about how he reacts to it, about how he feels about his friend seeing it.
Well, it's his show, man.
Yeah, and Susie, she's just
called
there.
The two Corys, not the two Susies.
Or the one Susie.
Why are you such a bitch?
Oh, my God. Corey, that is his wife. Are you kidding me?
Don't you talk to my wife like that!
I'll knock you out, kid.
I'll knock you out.
Have I written you a death threat yet today?
All right, so there was nothing... that's what I'm going to say. They're being less tacky now, and we've got no material, basically. So they need to bring it back the tacky.
I mean, are they... Is he finally getting it? You know, it's like, this guy's a married guy. He can't hang out like...
I think so. They're not even hanging out.
He can't hang out like they were when they were both single guys and running around.
I do think the scenes of them in therapy is hilarious. It's just so stupid and fake.
And that lady is frightening.
I want to go see her. I think she'd help me out in some issues.
I like her asking him, you know, like, because he's trying to ruin all his relationships.
Yeah, he's trying to just wreck everything. He doesn't think
he
can't accept love is his problem. And it's basically what it comes down to it, right? Right, Bill?
Yeah.
I love fairies.
Well, she's a fag hag?
Wow.
That bitch is irrelevant.
Exactly. Okay, so Generation Kill, really good. Bill, you're not watching it, are you? You caught up yet?
I'm not caught up yet, no. I'm sorry.
You know what's interesting? Last week was about kind of their first combat. This episode is about how unorganized things were. People are getting conflicting orders. People don't know what to do. There's this great scene where they have a truck of supplies, and they're like, you men, leave this truck. Just forget this truck. We're going to go off. And it has rations. It has C4 in it. It has M16s and everything. They leave it. They abandon it. When they come back or whatever, it's been set on fire. Just people set it on fire, and everything's destroyed inside of it. And the same guy who ordered them to abandon the trucks yells at the guy for losing his helmet. And he's like, okay, he's yelling at me for losing my helmet. What about the two trucks that we lost with all of our supplies? And by the way, they only can eat one meal a day until they get some more rations.
Wow.
So it's basically the cluster F that was...
So is that the point where you actually turn on your leader and shoot him?
That's the thing that's so frustrating. There's a lot of lip biting going on where, like, you're getting stupid orders, or they're telling you something stupid, or... My favorite character, though, is the Captain America guy. He's such a jackass. There's a scene where they are supposed to capture an airstrip. They think there's going to be lots of combat. There's no one there. That guy, Captain America, jumps off. He's got he's been collecting AK-47s off of dead people or whatever. He goes, follow my tracers, man! He's going... He's shooting, like, just a truck, and they're like... What the hell is he doing? Follow my tracers! Then they're like, should we fire, sir? And he's like, no. And the guy's just sitting there shooting at a truck like an idiot. But it's a very interesting show. And it shows, and there's nothing anti-military about it. There's no pro or against. It's just showing you what's going on there. That I love. Because it's for everybody, really. There are some things where you see innocent people being killed, and I could say right there that I think if I watched it with Heather, she wouldn't be into that. You know, it depends on how you take things. Things are really sad that you're seeing there. Obviously, innocent people are getting hit by
stray bullets or direct on
mortars, stuff like that. It just sucks. So, but that's a good show and stuff like that. Has anyone seen the new show on CBS called Flashpoint? It's like the Canadian SWAT team.
No.
In Toronto.
The Canadian SWAT team.
Yeah, the head of the SWAT team, the captain, is Veronica Mars' dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm kind of enjoying the show. What is that chick's name? The female Power Ranger is on the show, too, Bill.
Amy Johnson?
Amy Joe Johnson, I think.
Amy Jo Johnson?
Yeah, it's a pretty...
Yeah, I've seen an episode or two.
There's not a lot of action. There's a lot of talking, like, put the gun down. You don't want to do this kind of stuff like that. See, you don't want to do this. These people haven't done anything to you. Just put the gun down, Steven. No, just let the lady go.
No.
That's good improv.
No.
It's too late, man.
Can't do it.
Oh, I love the order to kill, if somebody seems kind of nuts or whatever, is... Order Scorpio, and the sharpshooter, the friggin' sniper, takes a guy out. So it's like...
Awesome.
It's like, Steven, just put the gun down. You don't want to hurt anybody.
Sorry, I can't put it down.
Scorpio. What?
That's a little much
sound like a sniper rifle.
Wow.
Unloaded the clip in just to make sure, sir.
Yeah.
But, so go ahead and check that out. Hopefully it won't be canceled right away.
I'll check it out just with Veronica Mars' dad.
Yeah, he's a good actor. So, Bill, let's go ahead and do some news. What do you say?
Okay.
Do we still have listeners? Yes, we do. Good. Just checking. Hey, on Now Live, I can see immediately how many listeners we have. So, all right, let's do some news! All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
All right, let's see here. According to the Associated Press, an alleged thief was stuck under a trash bin for 12 hours. A suspected thief trying to steal $10 worth of copper got himself into a stinky situation when he was trapped under a trash bin at a county landfill for 12 hours.
Oh, Deputy said, my God!
Deputy said Gibson Cook, 56, broke into the landfill, then got stuck as he tried to crawl under the large container. Landfill workers found him 12 hours later with his leg sticking out from under the bin. So it's probably like the Wicked Witch that Dorothy lands on. Her legs are sticking out of the house. Emergency workers had to inflate airbags so they could lift the bin to free him. Cook was charged with trespassing and petty larceny. He was waiting for a bond hearing. It's unclear if he had an attorney. Well, there you go. They said he's one of the local thieves, but he's never been in a situation like this.
What a
jackass.
That's
ridiculous. They really want that copper, man. They'll steal it from anywhere.
I watch the house flipping shows. I watch Flip This House and Flip That House. They're on two different channels.
Flip That House.
Both shows deal with these copper thieves all the time. It's insane. What's with the copper?
Copper's expensive.
They get so much good money from it.
You know what? Also on the news, like, you ever see the giant light poles, like, on the freeway and the lights are off? That's because they stole the copper out of the friggin' light poles.
I was telling you when I was
How the hell do you get the wire out of those things?
When I was in Virginia... Up there, somebody had, they cut the power at the power pole, and then they went in and stripped all the copper out of the walls of a active bar.
How do they do that? I mean, I wouldn't even know how to get that out. How would you not be electrocuted?
Obviously, they're people who know how to cable houses and apart, you know.
Right, and a lot of it, like, old
they
houses
know exactly
have,
how it works.
Isn't the plumbing done in copper in the old houses?
Yeah. Well, they're doing that in new houses. All they do is they tie
mostly
rope.
All plumbing is copper.
They tie
now.
A rope around it, tie it on their bumper, and take off.
Is there a way to wire it with, like, volts of electricity so they touch it and they get...
Well, the
that was kind of...
It's illegal
whenever you when to use it.
It's illegal to do that because it's booby trapping, and it can kill anyone, not just thieves.
You're not allowed to booby trap your house?
No.
Shouldn't Macaulay Culkin be in jail then?
Yes.
Seriously.
It's illegal.
That little bastard.
So if you watch Home Alone, he's breaking the law.
Some dude did that. He rigged up a shotgun to blow at a junkyard.
Macaulay Culkin did that. That's how Daniel Stern was killed.
He almost got arrested for attempted murder.
Don't you remember that, Bill?
I do.
That was in Home Alone 3.
And what about the flamethrower that singes
Pesci's head?
Pesci's head, yeah.
Good old Joe Pesci.
All right, a little cult news here. The cult-like perception of Scientology hits new heights. A former member of the church is suing the religion and Tom Cruise for being a criminal organization on par with the mafia. The New York Daily News says that Tom Cruise is named in a $250 million federal lawsuit that is using the RICO statute against the Church of Scientology. Ex-Scientologist Peter Leterace, a longtime critic of the church, filed suit on July 15, alleging, among other things, the church harassed him after he left. Leterace called the church a crime syndicate, and once it broken up under the racketeer-influenced and corrupt organization law, just as the feds have broken up mafia families. He singles out Cruz, who made no secret of his religion, saying that Scientology head David Miscavige, aided and abetted by the actions of Tom Cruise, his right-hand man, for foreign and domestic promotion, as well as for foreign and domestic lobbying. He has assisted the syndicate in acquiring funds and made his own donations of money, believed to be in the multiple tens of millions of dollars.
Like Tom Cruise gets Scientological!
So it's about time somebody went after them. And that's pretty smart to do it under the RICO statute.
Is that going to work, though?
You know what? They've got enough people in the government that they'll probably throw it out, but it puts some light on it again.
It's rough and tumble. Yeah, it's wild and woolly.
Wild and woolly. Yeah.
He is such a freaking idiot.
He's a great actor, though.
Who says it's rough and tumble, it's wild and woolly? Seriously. What is this, the 1940s?
Thetan.
From Zenith. The Associated Press, a suspect in a liquor store holdup was shot and critically wounded this morning when he ran out of an East Phoenix store and was met by a large number of police officers. Whoops.
It wasn't
a group
fun.
Of Arizona Department of Public Safety officers was across the street from the liquor store for training when someone stopped Thursday morning and said the store was being robbed. Initial reports indicated that approximately a dozen officers ran to the store as the man came out. A Department of Safety spokesman said at least one officer fired once after apparently feeling threatened. The suspect was wounded in the abdomen, was taken to a hospital with what was described as life-threatening injuries. How the it's a guy running out with alcohol. I feel threatened. Shoot him.
Hey, if you got the gun, right?
Shooting.
Right, Steven?
Well, they were shoot trainees, him. So maybe they were, you know, the greenhorns.
You want a piece of me?
Maybe he thought they were Molotov cocktails ready
That's
to be
true.
Thrown.
He's going to stuff a rag in there at any moment.
Oh, jeez. All right, St. Thomas, Pennsylvania reports of an armed man with bloody clothing sent state troopers, a police helicopter, and K-9 teams
Holy
searching
shit.
An area of St. Thomas Township on Wednesday, ending in the capture of a man who had killed a porcupine and argued with his girlfriend.
Oh, man, it's really hard to kill those, isn't it, with your bare hands? Is that what he's trying to do?
Joshua Robert Schatzer, 24, was charged with possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possessions of marijuana,
public
drunkenness, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct.
Where does a porcupine come in?
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Police went to the 1500 block of Appleway about 7 a.m. after getting several calls about a man armed with a rifle and a shotgun chasing a woman through a field. When a cruiser arrived with its lights and siren on, a man seen walking toward a parked minivan ran into a nearby orchard. Schatzer was found at his mother's home on Appleway. Schatzer told police he ran there because He has an outstanding warrant for his arrest. The minivan on Appleway had a damaged passenger door with its window smashed by a large rock. The van belonged to the father of Schatzer's girlfriend. The van's owner consented to it being searched, and police found about 20 grams of marijuana in the brass container. Schatzer also told police he'd been drinking apple wine and beer all morning. Hey, passerby saw a man walking down the road wearing camouflage and carrying a long gun. He was seen arguing with a woman, Corporal Paul McMillan said. The van had run out of gas, and the woman who Schatzer lived with was found safe and unharmed. McMillan said the search for Schatzer lasted about an hour. During a search of the area, police found two discarded long guns and a camouflage jacket with bloodstains. The blood apparently came from a porcupine that Schatzer killed. The porcupine was found in the van. There you go. This guy's pretty much screwed because porcupines are protected in Pennsylvania and cannot be hunted on public or private property.
What the hell? Guy's really weird.
Hey, man, apple wine, beer, guns, porcupines.
I thought it was a hedgehog.
Doesn't he know they can go and just launch them at you? Can't they do that?
Shoot quills? I don't think so.
Yeah, they can shoot quills.
They can shoot quills? Seriously?
The porcupines?
In cartoons they can.
They don't, I mean, it's not like a... It's not like they come shooting out like...
Yeah, there's no way in hell they're shooting quills.
No, not
do they have
not
like carbon?
No,
cartridges, carbon dioxide cartridges.
They do shoot them off. They do come off. But I mean, it's like
yeah, they come off, but they don't shoot them.
not like shooting like that.
Do they shoot off like ninja stars?
Yes, like ninja stars.
Oh man, that would be so awesome!
Like projectile. Oh my god, it's a porcupine quill.
Ooh, ninja star to the head. Ow!
Now, this guy is just an idiot. I guess some people are just too trusting, or I think actually they're just too stupid. In Tennessee, police are investigating a suspected case of fraud after a man reported Monday that he was scammed out of $7,000 by two men he met at Home Depot. A victim told police he was approached by another man who said he needed help to get to a pharmacy and that he had $400,000 on him.
Nice.
According to an incident report, the victim said he then took the man, whose name is unknown at this time, to a local bank so he could deposit his money. The suspect then told the victim he did not trust the bank. The victim then took the man to several locations and eventually withdrew $7,000 of his own money from his account to show the man how it's done. He explained to the man, who claimed to be from a foreign country, that people have equal rights in the United States. The 55-year-old man then told him that they could trust each other, according to the report. The man suspected of scamming the victim reportedly had an accomplice in the area. He asked the victim to pick him up. According to the report, the 55-year-old picked up the second suspect. He was told by the first suspect that we know you are trustworthy if you let us hold your $7,000 and walk around McDonald's and come back.
What?
The victim told police he gave the men the money, but they never reappeared on the other side of McDonald's. They're magicians.
But I thought they wanted to know if they could trust them.
Yeah, well, I guess that they
trusted
him
go both ways.
they trusted him to give him $7,000 and leave. The suspect were described by victim as two black males. One wore a blue shirt and a tie, and the other had a sailor's hat on. Was it the captain in Tennille dressed up in blackface?
Wow.
The bank which the victim withdrew his money from is not listed in the police report. Police spokesman said the typical scams
the captain,
that police usually deal with are internet or telephone-based scams. However, the scam on Monday was relatively similar. So, yeah, it's kind of like that the internet scam where they say, send me $10,000 to claim
international lottery ticket.
The Nigerian scam.
I heard that they caught those people. But it always picks up again.
It could be in any of those countries over there.
I mean, I can't believe somebody was that
so
stupid.
Gullible, man. So gullible, McFly.
All right, out of Keeler Township, Michigan, a Van Buren County man was arrested and arraigned after police say he assaulted his girlfriend by throwing various items at her.
What?
Pedro Diaz faces cruelty to animals, felony domestic violence, resisting an officer, and damage to private property charges. Sheriff's deputies were called around 9 p.m. on July 25th to a domestic violence report. When they arrived, they found a woman who said her boyfriend attacked her earlier in the day when he struck her in the head with a beer can. She then drove him to the Hartford area and went back home. The man got a ride back to the residence, forced his way in, threatened his girlfriend. She ran to her vehicle and hid inside. Her boyfriend then picked up a large rock and threw it at the vehicle's windshield and back window. She was cut on one of her elbows by flying glass. The man then picked up the woman's pregnant chihuahua and threw it at her through the broken back window, injuring the dog.
This isn't the first time we've heard of a chihuahua being used as a weapon.
No, it isn't. Those things, you know, they're convenient, they're light, yet they pack a punch. The woman's boyfriend then fled the scene and was tracked down by a K-9 unit. He was tasered after resisting arrest and taken into custody, being held on $10,000 bail.
Be formal.
It was his second domestic violence incident in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
Man, I'll throw my chihuahua at you.
That's how much I hate you, bitch.
I will throw this pregnant chihuahua. So
really?
It will hurt you even more because it's got more chihuahuas inside it.
Did the chihuahua lose its babies?
I don't know, but it was injured.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, poor chihuahua babies. They'd probably come out with cross eyes.
Other weapons.
They probably came out shaking.
Like,
they all shake. All the time.
These guys, they're really messed up. They're shaking.
They're neurotic. All right. This is kind of crazy. In the UK, a family returning from a day out were stunned to find a sleeping burglar lying in one of their beds.
Goldilocks?
Tommy Gill was branded the Goldilocks burglar by police after he was found slumbering in a child's bed surrounded by stolen possessions.
Oh, my God.
Man. This looks so comfortable, and I'm going to surround myself.
I'm so tired from stealing. I need to take a nap.
This bed's not right. What about this bed right here? Just right.
A single mother, her 12-year-old son, and 10-year-old daughter arrived home at 11 p.m. after a family get-together. The 33-year-old said, "When we got home, I sensed something was not right." Oh, she must have spidey.
Did anybody with you guys?
My doctor pointed out that the light... Or my doctor. My daughter pointed out...
Her physician was there just in case.
Her physician came home with her. My daughter pointed out that the light was on, and that was a bit strange. I sent the kids into the kitchen to get their milk and cookies before bedtime. That's it. Load them up on carbs.
Like
and my
that.
Daughter noticed glass on the floor. Then I saw the back door was smashed in. I rushed the children across the road to my mom's house and came back a few minutes later.
Me da.
with some of the family and then went straight upstairs. I didn't spot him the first time. I looked in my son's bedroom, saw the Xbox on the bed. Then I looked to the side of the bed. There was a mattress and saw a head of this figure. I couldn't believe it. I ran downstairs saying, "He's still here. He's still here." I couldn't believe he was still in my house.
Oh, my God.
Stupid! Yeah. You're so stupid!
I thought he must have knocked himself out by banging his head on the beams or something like that. It was a huge relief when the police arrived a few minutes later, but I think it took them a while to wake him up. Gil had ransacked the house and left possessions strewn across the floor after breaking in. The 27-year-old picked up a rucksack and stuffed the boy's new Xbox computer and games into it. Xbox computer?
Who wrote this?
Some idiot that doesn't know gaming, I guess.
Mary St. Joseph!
Yeah. He also raided the boy's money box, which contained 120 pounds he had saved up for his holiday. Gil stashed the cash in his trousers and headed upstairs where he promptly fell asleep on a mattress.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I hit the jackpot.
Dude, if I saw a burglar sleeping on my bed and I saw that he had my Xbox in his bag, I'd get a baseball bat and start hitting him while he's in his sleep.
After he was arrested, Gil told police that he had taken 15 Valium and was deeply sorry to the family for what he had done.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jesus, no wonder he was tired.
It's like, 15 dude.
15 Valium? How did he not die?
Okay, should I take my Valium before or after I rob this? Nah, I'll do it now. That way the effects hit right after I'm done.
Exactly. I'll take it now so when I'm done, I'll be like totally mellow.
I've got this adrenaline rush when I steal, so I need to counterbalance the rush.
Wanker.
He pleaded guilty to a total of 3 charges, admitted 2 counts of burglary and break-in, blah, blah, blah. After the hearing... PC Chris Dinage of Portsmouth Police said the idiocy of the offender led to his own downfall. Well, thanks for that excellent
But they solved a bunch of other crimes. Every other
I'm
house that had a break-in
now.
With
you.
Messed up beds. They knew who did it.
Yeah. And that's news for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the news.
Thank you for letting me do the news.
Why, you're quite welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
I don't want to be here anymore.
All right, guys, let's do some DVDs! Ow!
Let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs, let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! DVDs!
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yes, the DVDs!
Booty popper.
Booty poppers!
Douche my hand, oh yeah!
Good time.
Douchebag man, oh yeah!
Alright. Oh, man.
Tipping DVD. On the man, Filipino pants, Pokemon, what? Donkey Kong, douche my hand, oh yeah!
Alright, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs? Sure, and I apologize for that.
This guy's an asshole. Tuesday, August 5th, 2008.
Wait, what was that?
Is Andy there?
No, he's not. No. He's playing Xbox.
Whoa, sorry, that came out of nowhere.
Hey, Andy, where's my Hollywood saloon?
All right.
Look at the mutant kind!
All right, what's on DVD this week, Bill? Before I off myself...
All right, so Paramount Pictures is doing a thing where they're releasing their 80s catalog titles this week, but they're not just releasing them with their standard, you know, cover art. They've got to slap, like, Dayglow colors and I Love the 80s on it, and quite possibly one of the most ugly travesties ever to happen to box art of DVDs. And the first one is 48 Hours. So if you don't have it,
holy
pick
crap.
It up.
Why would you put neon colors on that?
Well, it's because it was from the 80s.
You got to see it. It's like the normal thing, but it's got, for some reason, 80s had triangles with pink and all that
kind of
crap.
Yeah, blue and yellow.
And I was telling Bill this,
and...
like, I love the 80s is like the slogan. Like, who talks?
Yeah.
Who says that out loud? Like, I love the 80s.
I love the 80s so much, I want me to know 80s, what decade the movie is from.
I was a fan of 80s television. That was the Renaissance, my friend.
Yeah.
Facts of Life, Different Strokes, Silver Spoons, Punky Brewster, Miami Vice.
Small Wonder.
Riptide.
Charles in Charge.
Hunter.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I., Fantasy Island, Love Boat. I kind of carried over.
There was so much great 80s TV.
Oh, man. It was quite...
Misfits of Science.
Yes,
Three's
the Misfits
Company.
Of Science. Three's Company. A whole plethora of stuff like that.
All right. Continuing the I Love the 80s series, Airplane 2 and the original Airplane. American Gigolo.
I love Airplane. Are any of these on Blu-ray?
No.
Oh, then screw it.
That's outrageous.
Continuing on with actual DVDs, Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations Collection 3. I assume this is the third season.
It was crap.
always an entertaining show.
I want to watch. I liked his show, but they don't have the Travel Channel in HD, and it always says HD where available. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it just pisses you off.
Because he goes to all these fascinating places. I want to see it.
That are perfect for HD.
Well, that's great, Larry.
All right, next DVD is Beastmaster, the complete collection.
Oh, my God. Yes! Are you kidding me?
So every Beastmaster incarnation you can think of in one easy collection.
Kodo? Kodo? Who else?
My friends.
Who's the tiger's
name? I can't remember.
Kodo, Tanya Roberts, topless, swimming in a lake? Wearing...
First pair of titties I ever saw as a kid.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Nice.
No
that
way.
That was the first nude scene I ever saw as a kid. I was like 6 or 7 years
well,
old.
I love it. Like,
Dad borrowed a VCR from his friend, and he gave us Beastmaster and Moving Violations. So we watched Beastmaster, and I was like, whoa.
Well, I love Mark Singer, who plays the character of Dar, yes. The Beastmaster. He sends Kodo and Podo to steal her clothes.
Yes.
While she's...
Well, who... Those ferrets are smart, man.
She's like bathing, taking some kind of bath.
Whore bath. At least do a whore bath.
She's taking a whore bath, and he sends his ferrets to steal her clothes so he could see her breasts.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, that's smart, man. Have ferrets that help you out getting women naked.
How great is the name Dar, though? I'm Dar, the Beastmaster.
Ferrets that are wingmen.
Do you guys remember that? Yeah, the
ferrets
Dar,
that are wingmen.
Dar had that cool blade thing he'd throw and go and come back.
Oh, yeah.
The thing looked like it weighed like 10 pounds. There's no way it would fly through the air, but it was awesome.
Yeah, Beastmaster was one crazy movie.
It is.
And it was a terrible television series.
Don Coscarelli did that. The same guy who did the Phantasm series and Bubba Hotep. So that tells
yes,
you.
And I can't wait for the next
Bubba
Hotep movie.
Actually, I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, really? Nothing funnier than the scene whenever he takes him into the bathroom and he goes, "You brought me in here for this to show me scribblings on the shithouse wall?"
Scribblings on the shithouse wall. I just recently read a Bruce Campbell interview. It was about Burn Notice, a great show that he's on, and they asked him about a sequel. He said right now him and the director aren't seeing eye to eye on things. I think here's the thing. Don Coscarelli is used to not spending any money on his movies. And I'm sure Bruce Campbell is used to working low budget. But I think maybe one wants it a little better than, you know, because if you watch Boba Hotep, it's all in the performance, babe.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell and Ozzie Davis carry the film.
Right.
The effects are friggin' horrible. There's no budget in the
terrible.
Movie. I think Bruce Campbell wants to class it up just a little bit. And Don Coscarelli, I'm totally just hearsay here. I don't even know. But they're not seeing eye to eye
on
it.
That's what you
kind
of figure. It's like, okay, Bruce Campbell probably wants $10 million to do it.
Yeah, he wants $10,000 to do it. So.
Yeah, he wants to do it for $100,000.
I'm hoping that they work things out because I really do want to see a sequel to that.
Yeah, that would be great. In the meantime, we'll have to wait for My Name is Bruce, which should be
out
pretty interesting.
In October, maybe.
Yeah. All right, next DVD is Ben 10, the complete season 4.
Nice! How many seasons of that were there?
I don't know, but it's a fun show. Now they're on the Alien Force, right? Ben 10 Alien Force?
Yeah, which, I mean, my daughter loved Ben 10. She's not really getting into the older Ben 10, though. Because
I wonder why they felt the need to do that.
I don't know. Maybe they figured the kids grew up who watched the show. But
maybe, yeah.
Time for the hooch! Hooch for the coach!
All right. Continuing the I Love the 80s thing, we have a series of them here. Better Off Dead, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, and Big Top Pee Wee.
Love Better Off Dead. $2!
Per year. Oh, we have some Perrier here.
I love Savage Steve Holland movies like One Crazy Summer.
We have French fruit.
Oh, yeah.
I
thought One Crazy Summer was one of the funniest movies for me when I was a kid.
Oh,
I loved the Satellite Dogs.
I recently watched it on HDNet Movies, and man, it still holds up.
What
I was laughing. One Crazy Summer.
Or the uncle that stays in the house so he can win the radio contest.
I love it.
Really funny.
It's got Demi Moore singing rock songs.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of embarrassing.
It looks like Universal's jumping on the 80s thing, too. They're releasing the Breakfast Club Flashback Edition. Children of a Lesser God.
Wait
for
a
the
second,
I Love
Bill.
80 series.
Have you seen this JCPenney commercial?
I was going to ask you the other day about that.
They do the Breakfast Club thing.
I was disgusted by it.
It is, because it's young kids now, like the Nickelodeon crowd, and they don't even know what Breakfast Club is or whatever. We were in the theater, and we saw that before The Dark Knight. Do you remember that, Steven?
Yeah. Oh.
And I leaned over to Steven, and I go, The Breakfast Club, a new series on Nick. Because I thought it was going to say that. I was like, oh, God, but it was JCPenney.
No, it would be on the N.
Yeah, the
where
N.
Where South of Nowhere is.
Oh, that's a good show, though.
That lesbians.
All right. There you have it.
Teenage lesbians.
All right. Well.
Hot teenage lesbians. All right. Next DVD, as I said, Children of a Lesser God for the I Love the 80s series, which is a cover that totally does not need the blue, the all the Dayglo colors. Just doesn't fit with the cover
subject
art.
Subject matter.
Next DVD is The Counterfeiters.
Ah, lesbian man. Yes.
It won the Academy Award for the Best Foreign Language Film.
That's right. This looks really interesting. A guy who's it's Nazis have run out of money, so they find a is he a Jewish prisoner?
Yeah.
He is a counterfeiter that was locked up for counterfeiting. They go and they tell him, we need you to counterfeit money because we don't have any anymore.
Yeah.
So he's actually counterfeiting money for the Nazis so they can, you know, buy more stuff, apparently. And it looks incredibly interesting. I really would like to check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on my Netflix queue. And it's also available on Blu-ray, so it'll look good.
Nice. That is awesome.
wow.
Have you seen the commercials? There's this movie called Red with Brian Cox. It's going to premiere on HDNet Movies this month. I think next week. It's it looks really disturbing. Brian Cox is in it. Tom Sizemore is in it. Post rehab.
Yeah.
Where apparently these rich teenagers, well, their families are rich. Their parents let them do wherever they want. And Brian Cox is kind of this old man who's retired. He's fishing. He's got an old dog. Well, the kids think it's funny to kill his dog. So he spends the rest of the movie getting revenge for the dog that's been murdered. No one will do anything because it's rich, influential people's kids who let him run around, and it's all about him getting revenge. And the trailer looks insane. It's just like, oh, my God. It's like this guy is getting revenge for his dog, and it looks like people are dying and stuff. It looks crazy. I really want to check it out because I love Brian Cox. He's great.
That's badass.
Got to check it out.
Continuing the I Love the 80s series of Paramount this week, Crocodile Dundee, Crocodile Dundee 2, and Daryl.
It's great.
Really good stuff.
Daryl, data analyzing robot youth life form.
Yes!
And Turtle from Entourage is in that too.
And the woman that gives great rim jobs.
What?
Don't you remember that?
Oh my God, you're so right. I mean, Colleen Camp is in it. I totally do know where you're going. Colleen Camp.
Mom.
Wow. 6 degrees of Turtle. Oh, wait, it's not really Turtle. It's just a character named Turtle, but I really want to know what Turtle's up to now, don't you?
No.
I'm talking about Daryl Turtle.
No, not really.
Daryl has been on cable, and I watch it. That movie's got the worst soundtrack I've ever heard because they have sweet, lovely, bad 80s generic songs in it. But it's a great show. Especially, we always bring up the part where Daryl sits down to play some pole position. And he's so good at pole position, the game speeds up really fast, and he's still racing, and it's going... And Turtle's like, oh my God, you're so good at this. But it doesn't matter if a cyborg plays a game or not. It doesn't speed up.
Speed up, yeah.
So what the hell is that?
And then the Atari explodes!
Maybe he's sending power through it, surging the Atari.
I've been waiting for Daryl 2 for years.
Now, yeah, I want to know what happened. You know, there's got to be some extra drama there as he grows up.
He goes back to live with Lenny and Colleen Camp.
He wouldn't ever grow up because he... He's a robot.
You lie.
Okay. Next DVD, of course, the I Love the 80s, Explorers, one of my absolute favorite.
Oh, yes! Movies. I love
All
Explorers.
Around the world!
Damn, dude. Look at that chunk.
I love Explorers, too. I love that more than Daryl, actually. So, scratch
Daryl. Explorers is just such a great movie.
It really is. It's got River Phoenix in it. The great River Phoenix. It's no longer with us. It's got Ethan Hawke before he was a douchebag who cheated on his wife, Uma Thurman.
His
what was
hot
he
wife.
Dumbass. And it also had the other guy who hasn't worked much.
Who hasn't done anything ever again.
Jason Presson. I remember his name. But apparently he's only in Joe Dante movies, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's right.
And continuing the I Love the 80s series, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice.
Footloose.
But seriously, though, Explorers, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a lot of fun.
It holds up. It holds up really well. It's ridiculous, but it holds up.
I think Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield came out maybe the same year or maybe a year apart from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and they both have a part where the main characters sing the same song by the Beatles.
Huh.
Shake it up, baby, now twist and shout. They both have that scene. I think it's weird. Did they not know when they were in production that they were doing that?
Probably not, because
it's
probably
the only Beatles song they could get rights to.
Yeah.
It's the only song that Yoko was letting out.
I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a classic. Footloose, not so much.
I love Footloose. Come on.
Well, Kenny Loggins. I mean, come on.
I'm punching my car.
Come on.
And
it's
got,
give it up.
Let's hear from the boy.
There's a great episode of Yacht Rock where where Kenny Loggins is writing Footloose.
What does Footloose mean? The lyrics? I don't understand Footloose.
It doesn't make any sense.
Everybody,
Yacht Rock episode is so funny because it starts out with them trying to get Jimmy Buffett to write the song, and he can't because he's an idiot. And Jason Lee plays Kevin Bacon, and he like carries bacon around with him. It's just so incredibly ridiculous. If you haven't seen that online series, Yacht Rock, it's very funny.
Yeah, you showed that to me. That's pretty funny.
All right, next DVD is Fortress.
I love the Steely Dan stuff, I was going to say.
Oh, the Steely Dan one is hilarious. Steely Dan versus the Eagles.
Yeah, that was great. What is the name of that episode?
I can't remember.
Oh, shit. I can't remember either, but it was
funny. I think it was like the 10th episode, though. Oh, it was FM. It was.
Yeah, that's it. I knew it was a Steely Dan song.
Yeah, it was FM.
But I love how they're listening to the Eagle song and they say the word Steely, and they're like, those assholes!
Steely Knife in Hotel California.
Because they're like, yeah. So then the Eagles are listening to Steely Dan, and they say something about an eagle died, and they're like, those sons of bitches!
Eagles are on the radio, turning up, and I think that's in that FM song.
And they're like,
something.
Those sons of bitches! They're already kicked their ass.
Yeah.
It's really
That's
funny.
Just such a really funny series. Fortress with Christopher Lambert and Kurtwood Smith.
Christopher Lambert. Great.
Terrible movie.
Great, terrible movie. It really is a stupid movie. They're in a fortress.
A fortress prison.
Yeah, and it's so, like, awkward at the end. Like a robot truck kills.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't at all, but hey, still they have their baby
and
everything's okay.
Fortress 2.
Yeah, well, it's so stupid. Kurtwood Smith takes Christopher Lambert's wife, who's pregnant, to take care of him or something. He's in love with her because he's a lonely cyborg warden or something.
it's really kind of unexplainable. I mean, it had like five writers. I mean,
who directed that? Stuart Gordon.
Yeah, Stuart
like
Gordon.
Like the king of like really bad like movies.
All right, continuing. I Love the 80s, Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th Part 2, Grease 2.
Which is scarier, Friday the 13th 2 or Grease 2?
Grease 2.
Yeah, definitely.
Grease 2 is just, oh my God.
It's a train wreck. But
I'm
hey,
a girl for all seasons.
You gotta love Cool Rider, C O O L R I D E R.
Oh, jeez.
But Friday the 13th, believe it or not, I saw the Friday the 13th movies. You probably did too, Stephen, as a youth in the theater. Rated R movies, they just let you
as
right
a
in.
Youth. Yep.
I remember seeing Friday the 13th. No, actually, did we sneak in to Friday the 13th 3D without the glasses? So it's like, what?
Friday the 13th 3D.
Yeah, it was with, in 3D, but I didn't have any
glasses.
Glasses.
I was actually old enough, so I didn't
in.
Have to sneak in.
We snuck in, and it's like, oh, what the hell, man? What's wrong with the thing? We need 3D glasses, but you had to get them at the box office.
So it was all blue and red?
Yeah, it was all jacked
yeah.
up looking.
It didn't look much better with the glasses.
If you saw 3D back then, like Space Hunter, it looked horrible.
Everything was blue and red.
It just looked so bad. I'd rather watch a movie without the 3D.
You know, I was flipping through the channels the other night, and they were showing that Hannah Montana concert on Disney Channel in 3D.
Jesus.
And it was the blue and red shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You would have thought that they would have done like that, what do they call it, stereoscope or whatever? I don't even know.
There's just like this new fancy James Cameron type 3D that they have.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And we're super sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, Bill, what are you doing watching that?
I was flipping through the channels, and it's just there. Believe me, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Seriously.
Let's move on.
Good Lord. Lonesome
Are you
Dove
me, man?
Disc Collector's Edition.
What is that? Lonesome Dove?
Lonesome Dove.
Lonesome Dove.
Love me some Lonesome Dove.
Yeah, there's people who love
that
this shit.
Ages.
The part I remember. I'm sorry, Bill. You're moving on too fast.
Okay. Sorry, I was just trying to get them done.
I remember the part where Robert Urich has a thorn in his foot. You remember that in his toe?
No, but
all right, so pick that up. Pick that out and skip to that chapter. All right, Bill, what else we got?
All right, continuing the I Love the 80s stuff, Major League, one of my favorite baseball movies, and just plain comedies.
Oh, yeah!
The Masters of Science Fiction complete series. Didn't this air on ABC a couple months ago?
Yeah, it did. Was it like an anthology?
I saw the one... God, which one was? I saw one of them. It was really interesting.
I like in the chat room, Brock says, long show tonight. What are you saying, Brock?
Not really, because we started the show at
late.
What? Like 10:15?
The show was very delayed.
15 after.
But it makes me think when you see long show tonight, like, come on, guys, wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Thanks a lot, Brock.
Brock can be a little blunt.
Wow.
Next DVD is Nim's Island. We have our own island and our own movie.
Yes, we do, and Jodie Foster is on it.
Yep.
And so is Little Miss Sunshine.
And Gerard Butler.
And King Leonidas. That looked like a fun family film. I'm sure I'll check that out.
Starship Troopers Trilogy.
What?
Got the first, the second, and the new third one, Marauder.
Oh, my God. Just let it go, people. The
and,
only way the third one would be any good is if they brought back Casper Van Dien.
They did.
Oh, yeah! I'd definitely watch it now.
And they brought in Jolene Blaylock.
Rico's Roughnecks! Oh, yeah, Jolene Blaylock, after being on Star Trek, really helped her career.
Yeah, it really did.
Wow.
And they also brought back Ed Neumeier for writing and directing.
Yikes. Oh, good.
Well, for writing and directing this time.
Brock said, I was not complaining, just pointing it out. I didn't mean anything. I know, Brock. We were teasing you, buddy.
All right. Let's try and wrap this crap up.
Bill.
I'm skipping the rest of the I Love the 80s.
Bill, let's
thing.
Wrap
There's
this
so
fantastic
many of them.
Show up.
Let's wrap this fantastic show up. You know what? Let's make that the last one.
Hey, wait. Is Andy there?
No, he's not.
And that's DVDs for this week, Tuesday, August 5th, 2008.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs, buddy. Can't wait to pick up Starship Troopers 3.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
No, please!
Douche my hand, oh yeah!
All right. Well, that was episode 132 of Nowhere a Mulberry. Thank you for listening, and thank you for listening to us on Now Live. Hopefully, we'll have our regular feed up.
Well, it's up now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they replied to my email halfway through the show.
Well, that was nice of them. Very prompt. Not prompt enough, but at least they did. But, yeah. So
they said for some reason there was two things running at once, and it caused it so that we couldn't log in. They apologize.
No problem, because we improvised while Steven's eating. Have you been able to hear Steven crunching on his food this whole time? What are you eating?
I have.
Steven?
Peanut.
But you know what? It brought a certain, you know,
realism to the show.
No, it was like some people are soothed by thunder and lightning.
You've been enjoying
this? I'm soothed by Steven's macerating of peanuts.
Do you, mastication?
Or mastication.
You enjoying the peanuts, Steve?
The peanuts are good, yeah.
Wanker. Are they honey roasted?
No, just regular salted.
Oh, should I get you a beer with those peanuts?
No.
Okay.
Come on, Steven.
Oh, Steven, next week, for shits and giggles, how about corn nuts?
Yeah, he's done that before, too.
I'm not in a corn nuts mood.
Steven never gets quiet food. Come on, Steven. Circus peanuts during the show.
I have only eaten during the show two times.
What's that?
I've only ever eaten during the show two times.
A bit of a loud eater there, Steven.
Steven's an open mouth eater.
Actually, I was eating when my mouth was closed. I wasn't chomping
on. Was he just chomping on a bone?
Yeah, what is that you're eating there, Steve? Is that glass?
Celery.
Celery.
Steven's eating a glass. He's a glass eater. All right, well, if anybody would like to, I don't know why you would. No. Send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also, go to nowhereamulberry.com, where you'll find links to Mulberry Old School and to our forum, which is down on Tuesdays.
Which is down almost every other day of the week. But I talked to Andy, and they're looking into going using their own host for this forum.
Yeah. He's trying to find a way to the host that they use, PHBBeer, to basically have the backup of the forum the way it is, so you can transfer it to a different host and have all the information instead of starting from scratch. And I'm sure there is a way to do that, but would they be willing to do that?
No, but I think we'll have to start from scratch.
I think there's a way to do it, because I've been reading around on stuff, and it has to do with how nice the people are that are hosting. But we'll see. I hope Andy can pull it off, and anybody who has any information, send it Andy's way, because he could really use some help doing that.
Is Andy there with you guys?
Yes.
Well, he's not here with us, but we'll pass it on to him.
He is in spirit.
Yeah, he's here with us in spirit.
Is Andy there?
No, he's not here. He's playing Halo 3 with Brock right now.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Andy, where's my Hollywood fart?
Oh, excuse me, Bill?
I just farted and made myself sick.
That's pretty bad, Bill. Bill, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Meeting's over.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, please. I need to get out of this room.
No.
What the hell did I eat?
Actually, I wanted to watch the what do you call it?
Oh!
Don't you want to see the Jacko video, Bill? I'm an individual?
Yes, I do. Could we then watch Mr. T's Be Somebody?
I've already lost interest.
Yeah, what the hell is going on there?
I'd rather see the Energizer commercial. What's the longest lasting battery you can buy? A Genesis Energizer! New Energizer! See how surprising? New Energizer! Oh, New Energizer was best! Lasted longer than all! It's a good audio there. New Energizer! New Energizer!
Wow, is that greeting?
Most devices, Energizer lasts longer than any other battery. New Energizer. Hi.
Wow.
Boy!
That was awesome.
Way out of sync.
But you know what? Who are the ad wizards who came up with that one?
Hopefully they're all dead.
Well, I hope that you're okay, Bill. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It cleared up pretty much.
You know what's scary about that? If your gas is really potent, it can be flammable. So you don't have any open flames around there, right?
No, I don't. I don't have a candle or anything. I save those for my times when I take a bath.
Everybody get back. We got a gas leak. No! No, Bill!
Oh. Gas leak in here. Man, it's...
I think it was from the McDonald's I had today. I didn't eat anything all day, then went to McDonald's before I went to the grocery store. So those Filet-O-Fish, watch out on an empty stomach.
Oh, my God. Filet-O-Fish, I've never bought one of those because I'm afraid. It really is a kind of food where I'm afraid. Any kind of fish product at a
really?
Fast food
I've
place.
Gotten those since I was a little kid.
Are they delicious? I mean, I love fish, like fish sticks
I like
and stuff,
them.
But
I mean, they're not great. They're generic fish sandwiches.
Like I would,
sometimes you get like not enough tartar sauce. Sometimes you get just enough. Sometimes you get too much. Sometimes it's cold. You know,
along with the McRib, I'm afraid to eat.
The McRib I've had a bite of, but it's just your standard cafeteria fake, like processed pork
it's
to
like
make it look like
with
ribs.
Barbecue sauce on.
Yeah.
And it's got a pickle. It's got like a single pickle on it.
Nice. Well, all right. Well, we'll end on that note. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on our old feed next week. Thank you for following us over to Now Live. We love you. Much love.
Yes, it was a very interesting experience, Now Live. Thank you.
It is. They got a lot of cool things. They got webcams and stuff. Hey, you know what? I would have the webcam on me and you, Steven. I just need a fancy computer or a second computer to run something like that.
Quite frankly, I think the whole webcam thing is kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy, especially all you would do is see us with headsets on. I don't know if that'd be that.
Yeah, there's nothing you're going to see us do except scratch our balls, rub our head.
We should put a blue screen behind us and then have something run behind us.
Now that would be funny.
Wicked. Huh?
We could be like, oh, we're in Delaware.
Yeah, we can,
hey,
we
guys,
can
we're in Delaware. Well, I love what Leo Laporte's doing. He has a live feed on his website where he made his own studio in his house. He's got a room.
It's so incredibly boring.
I'm saying we would have our material on it, but I would love to have something like that where we have a live feed where it's kind of like doing a show and you can see us
there.
I'll
tell you what, though. I want his atomic clock. That big LCD readout clock he has behind him.
That is cool.
Doing the shows. I want one of those. I've been looking for one, specifically that Sony one, and I cannot find it anywhere. All I can find are these crappy lacrosse clocks.
I love the idea of what Leo is doing, but when I turn it to his show, he was talking to some guy about Spore for an hour, and you just see this little blob moving around, and it's really, like, just quiet, and it's just like, oh my God, somebody's watching. I mean, is this supposed to be entertaining right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Twit. I like the show Twit, where they talk about tech stuff and, you know, stuff like that. But there's a lot of stuff that's way over my head, man. Woo! I don't know about that. All that tech stuff, especially Mac stuff. I don't own a Mac, so... But anyway, I apologize for that. Let's end the show.
And we're super sorry.
Yeah, I'm super sorry. And goodbye. Good night, everybody.
I love fairies.
Me too!
Bye, guys.
See you.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, wait, is Andy there? Is Andy there with you guys? Hey Andy, where's my Hollywood Saloon?
Douchebag hand, oh yeah!
Now this is podcasting.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh God.
Wanker.